I guess things are a little slow on the political prisoner front. Let me tell you about a recent visitor. This is the new Media Curmudgeon, Series 1, Number 8, 02-10, for identification. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221, the guys who beat the tech in the truck, and we'll hear from them next.
Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, before the world ever heard of Google. VIP Silver is intended for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to off-site storage, if you operate a business, consider buying VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use the coupon code WOODY for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tech tips and alerts delivered directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it right now.
This started out to be a totally different podcast, but I had a visitor. An obviously earnest young man rang my doorbell. He announced he was representing Amnesty International and asked, and here I quote, "Would I be interested in hearing their take on the repeal of Roe v. Wade?" End of quote. Rather than get in a political argument on my doorstep, I sent him on his merry way with an emphatic N-O. I was not aware that our nation's women were political prisoners. I repeat my former statement about the High Court. Every appointee for the Supreme Court confirmation which I have watched has assured the committee, and here again I quote, "I will not interfere with a woman's right to choose," end of quote. Except for Judge Bork. He refused to answer that question, and he was not confirmed. Terminal dumb on display in Nashville. According to local news sources, members of the Walk Bike Coalition gathered to protest a rise in pedestrian deaths in Nashville. It was, as usual, underwhelming. This so-called rally was sparked by an erroneous report on News Channel 4 last week about a rise in pedestrian deaths in 2022, total 50. The video which accompanied clearly shows pedestrians indulging in hazardous behavior, i.e. crossing in the middle of the block and crossing a major thoroughfare against the light. In my neighborhood, pedestrians routinely walk with traffic and are not visible after dark. We also have traffic signs which display misinformation. See today's avatar.
Hi, it's Lily Hudson with your healthy eating tip of the week. If you find that you've eaten a sufficient quantity of food and you still feel hungry, it might actually be that you need digestive enzymes. That's right, sad to say, but that's one of the things that we don't make as much of as we get a little bit older. So check in with a good nutritionist, a dietitian, or your doctor. See if your doctor can direct you to someone that can help you figure out what enzymes you need so that you can better gauge what is hunger and what is actually digestion. Find out more at slenderstrongandfit.com. This is Lily Hudson. See you next time.
News writers are dunces. They just don't know enough. heard on news radio WTNN 0130, the 1 o'clock newscast, and here I quote again. A new rail tunnel under the Potomac River in Baltimore is required to ease congestion. End of quote. No, it won't. The Potomac River does not touch Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, Baltimore indeed has a waterfront, the Inner Harbor. It's an arm of Chesapeake Bay, a somewhat larger body of water than the Potomac River. That river is an estuary 38 miles further south. Last week, a strange thing happened. I have an iPhone 5 SE, which I've been using as an iPod. And while it was on my desk in the dock, the phone rang. I was stunned because that SE has no SIM card. It's in my iPhone mini. I looked at the phone and discovered the leading indicator was a 1, which meant the call was routed over the internet, not through the cellular network. 1 is the country code for the USA. It's the only break we get in international communications. Alexander Graham was one of us. P.S. He was a naturalized American. He was actually born in Scotland.
Hello, this is Priscilla Smith. Go and play bridge at your local club this week.
This takes the cake. The weather gal on Channel 5 in Nashville talking about freezing rain in the forecast and using a donut for illustration. I can only hope that she means will we be in the donut hole and surrounding areas may be harder hit. It prompts the question, does anyone actually read this nonsense first? More terminal dumb on display in Nashville. Our Secretary of the Treasury doesn't know beans about the environment. Speaking at the opening of a new battery plant in Nashville, Madam Secretary opined, and here I quote, incentivizing a historic investment in clean energy. End of quote. News Channel 2 at 11 a.m. 0209. To begin with, there's no such word in the English language as incentivizing. And any battery manufacturer who uses the name Ultium Cells is engaging in a hoax. Batteries are Stone Age technology, and they certainly do not represent clean energy. Depending on their electrodes, they may be hazardous waste. FYI, for a brief period in the 90s, Eveready claimed to recycle dry cell batteries. It didn't last because only the metal cases were recyclable. Automobile batteries, on the other hand, have been recycled except for the plastic cases. They are only permanent in the sense that they may be made of materials that are permanent, i.e. stainless steel. The killer in any battery is charging cycles. That's the reason we have 48-month devices. FYI, in case you might be interested, listen to my podcast, The Wizard of iPhone Special, Series 2, Number 2, 11234 Identification, which I will repost as a chapter of this podcast. Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail. Leave your message and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. Dear digital tip of the day. It's a toss-up whether we will drown in a sea of plastic straws or lithium-ion batteries. This has been the New Media Curmudgeon, Series 2, Number 8. Batteries are Stone Age technology for the modern user. Those e-bike fires in New York are not spontaneous. They're a sign of poor management. Every battery is a dumb device. It has only two states, charging and discharging. The problem is aggravated by being connected to a DC power source. Remember those droid phone fires on airlines several years ago? And here I quote, "In 1800, as a result of a professional disagreement over the galvanic response advocated by Luigi Galvani, Alessandro Volta developed the so-called voltaic pile, a forerunner of the battery, which produced a steady electric current. Volta had determined that the most effective pair of dissimilar metals to produce electricity was zinc and silver." End of quote. Thank you, Wikipedia. Charging a battery is not a file and forget operation, except perhaps for your iPhone. When your iPhone overheats, it shuts down. And here I quote again, "Lithium-ion batteries can be a safety hazard if not properly engineered and manufactured, since the cells have flammable electrolytes and if damaged or incorrectly charged," emphasis added, "can lead to explosions and fires. Much development has made progress in the manufacturing of safe lithium-ion battery." Thanks again, Wikipedia. So, gentle listener, most of the fires can be avoided. First, by using a device pictured in today's avatar, or not leaving the device on extended charge for a number of days. If you use your e-bike every day, no harm, no foul. However, if you decide to visit the suburbs over the weekend, don't leave your device on charge. We are living in the age of lowered expectations. While we can buy forever postage, our digital devices are limited by charging cycles.
What do you want, a free lesson in police work? Well then, you just fulfilled the first rule of law enforcement. Make sure when your shift is over, you go home alive. Here endeth the lesson.
Digital tip of the day. It's a toss-up whether we will drown in a sea of plastic straws or lithium-ion batteries. This has been the New Media Curmudgeon, Series 2, Number 8.